This time we're going to talk about, I was a kid. We were a small kid. Our parents teach us sad stories, like coming in the class. Our native people, we just give and tell with our language. I can talk with English. I explain to people in back our early days school. I think that the early days, not even before me. I didn't see no plates, the wooden plates, spruce box. Not only these we have and wooden spoons. Us kids, we don't care the knife. Our parents, ever since we kids, my Indian way important thing, chapel, that means to take care of yourself. You watch yourself, don't get in trouble, don't get hurt, don't get burned up, don't get drowned. Water, wash, are most important things. Our old people teach about when we fall in the water, we don't know the swim. We can't push like wood, like ground. I don't care what we do, we drown. In my life, I have lots of happiness. I tell part of stories. But one important thing, one in many the word cap. Us Indians, our people, grandfathers, people, uncles, people, they just look which young guy can be good leaders. Which young guy, young generation can be good honey. We between are going to my English explain whole drawing pieces in the verse as our teachers. We then have a special school like you guys do here. And a place to go. 3-4 kids. Sometimes our grandma tells stories. We sit down on the wall, sit alongside the bar. Some of them we fall asleep and sleep. How many kids are up? They just didn't tell stories. That's what I learned in all my life. I got more happen than others. My loved ones, some relatives. I get a lot of happen. Drown it. Burn it. You gotta move. You take your time to burn it. All that stuff in your craft probably keeping the body You guys land different generations lot. I see on the TV the far seat people how to get it out the door. They show on the TV. In the far, you got a roll on the floor. The far flames going this far. I've been past lottery. I've been fighting far for somebody home. Somehow they get far. Right now, worse. We were the kids. We get teach in the farm. The back. We could teach when we joined man, we go out to hunt. We run into the bear. How to use spear, how to use arrow. I know from grizzly it's funny. Put it up. They even have no gun. Make us our body move. All that story, we would get our parents, grandfathers, uncles, aunties, they teach us. How to take care, how to make it in, go close and shoot for the arrow, for the bear. A lot of time I have trouble with the bear. First time I started hunting with my daddy, I got just bow arrows and two bow arrows for rabbit to shoot rabbit. My uncle going down to the lake, we go over the hill, so we make six. My uncle passed out of sight of the lake. A little bear run towards where my dad is, we go and run. Stand up, see if any moose run. We heard it a long way. My daddy, he heard they knew the bear. He think I'm going to get scared. So he didn't tell me the bear. He told me to run out the open place. I like to see moose run. A big noise. In that time, they're telling us, long before us, if they're going towards us, we got to drop down, we got to crawl under the brush, hide it. If they see you, they'll stop close by. I looked into him. He was right close. I watched for him. He did come. He jumped over the willow. That bear. Towards him, big brush. I just jumped under, stretched out and lay down. Right there, he's towards my feet. I get up. I see my face and through the willow. I'm sitting down, do nothing. I just watch. He going to jump on me, I run out of it. I just look in his eyes. I look my daddy, turn around. They shot, they broke his shoulder. We barely drop and scream. I jump back, I run in other ways. It's called long sickness coming back. Daddy did a lot of shots. He was very sick. And I come in, he tell me, he laughed for me. He tell me, you scared? No, I'm not scared. I just watch his eyes. He is going to jump on me. I can run out of the way. I said, just a few minutes, Mom, he's coming. Right there, I came back, I didn't scare him. We're going down to look off place with dad is flying trees. They're looking for moose, they come down and we go back to the little bear. This part of the door, it's all fire going. I really get scared. We got the word in you. That means back up. They make us scared one time. If we don't do anything after we skin, they spoil in our mind. They're spoiling our lives. How? You got that bear in your mind all. You're never going to go in with it. That happened with me. We get it back camp. I sleep. Next morning I get up. Worse. I stay in the tent. Every day. We've got lots of superstitions in me. I talked to some white guys in town. They asked me, if you have an Indian medicine man? I laughed. Say yes. Lucky them people die off, you guys coming. They give you a lot of fun. That medicine people, they can do a lot of tricks in front of you. Lucky we lost them people, damage. A lot of them. There's boys, girls, a lot of them. They kill the medicine, they kill any kind of person. We come with no medicine land, never have fun, nor talk fun, nor laugh. Just get away. Get off. They mean some reason. I don't want to talk their stories because it's dirty. They're that kind of people. That's all they are. They kill young people. Kill old people. Just because they don't want nobody to bother them, nobody to talk about them. Just individual person alone. But we used to kill. Don Dalder, Kina, Inanna, Mento, Don to Tanana. They have that type of people quite a bit. When they talk, you gotta listen. The we that they don't want. sometimes they hear somebody talk. Somebody bring the word to them. Fifty-four doctors down in China River. One man, they think they know medicine. Even then, people, they got a training. They're going to be medicine men, they got to tell their aunt, they got to tell their aunt. Their own relatives, that's all they know. Outside of that, us. They didn't tell us. Going to his relatives, tell us. That's how we know. Something. Never bothered. I see that stuff. They go around the door. They bark and like dogs, and they go around seven doors. They go to the leader, they pull on. I'm going to tell you guys a funny story. And after that, he just got ready to go. Five, four, three, two, one, go. They go, and he ran up and skidded right behind. And he turned, he made 1 second, and he did it up to shoot. I just laughed. What? I was sitting up in the back. Stand up. Hello, Andrew. Say, hello. I hear you're a big man. Over to you. Grandfather's place. Well, I'll try to, but I'm not that big. So I don't feel myself I'm proud about. I'm not really cheap like my grandfather's guy. Me too, I got a lot of hunger, cheap and cheap. So I'm cheap too. Thank you. So I'm going to hear you speak someday. Yeah, I hear you speak too. Me too. Yeah, that's just what you look to me. I don't believe you good speech. You look whining for me. I don't think you speak right and like you hunger time. But I'm going to find out some mistake. I'm going to speak you and you're going to speak me back. Answer me back. You think you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you laugh. I'm too much white man. Ever since I'm 10 years old, I've been around with white men. I hear my uncles speak. They hit my ears, go out of sight, go on the way. So I just teasing you. Well, you better. You better, darn it. I tell you. You better. I'm looking for that kind of person. Person stand up straight, speaks to me with their old tongue. See how long they last. Old time people, their speech is wrong speech. All night your grandfather, they'd get up. Pretty soon they'd walk right up to the base, their point. That's the kind of Indian we met. Even my time knows yet for me. Not good story for me to tell you, young generation, in my time. I was 7, 8 years old, 9 years, skin clothes. War marksman, year round, through the summer, all through the spring. Every place Indian go, they were marked. For marksmen, they don't last long. Best leather skin. Fall time, when big full moon run season time. That's the time moose skin getting thick, getting tough, hard to work. I showed a marksman, a few people, my home, slippery, much luck I got. It never 8 years old. I wear in New York, I wear in Washington, I wear in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I dance in Albuquerque. I wear my all Indian clothes. Someday I'm going to show you in a map where our trails go down to Kitchen, stuff down to Chicken, go down to Eagle. Going back up, go down to Dawson, back up to Nassau, Scudic, Nebraska, Montana. All the people, different language too. Even them soldiers, that different language. All we've done to Canada. And a half, down low you can't keep it, speak different too. I can speak with my native language as good as I try to explain to you young generation in the class. I talk with my language. I can tell you real good story. I can't worry some of you, individual person, must understand the word I try to talk to show you. Still, I enjoy the greatest with you staying with me. Make me feel better to see the rest with you. The new way of life, you guys, by the way. Us native people, I already tell you, class, the way you guys look, we want you to stay like that. Rest of your life, not the scratching face, not to get hurt, not to get crippled, but living good life. That word, careful. Careful, rest of your life. Never gonna change. Nothing about you. That's why my speech in Turner Conference Alabaskan Indian wild like a wolf. Smart people. No way they can cheat. They want their children the way you look, the way you was born, the way you act. They want you guys to leave it like that. Whoever. Today, even my own brother, Abraham Isaac, is the first God, first native God. I give and tell him, be careful. Don't too much. One day I go in his place. Last night I hear he's drunk. I go in his place. You hear me? I drunk last night? Yeah, I hear that. That's why I finished it. I want you to cut it off, part of it. And take care of yourself. Well, Andrew, people tell you you're the smartest guy. I think myself I'm second. Thank you. Thank you. You're the wrong person going to be second to me. You whiner. Just the same, I'm smart. People tell you you're smart. I'm smart just because you're smart. Thank you. I hope. My own brother, I hope. I give you orders now. Death and life. But you smart, I put you in a debt. You don't know when. Just a few more days. My dad tell us, be good. Stay together. His dad tell us the lesson means. What I say you have to take. You smart as me, I'm sorry. Death and life. Get away. Get it. One from getting you. Not very long. You were smart. Roll your bed. Pack your dog. Head to the country. Then you last long. If you don't, I'm sorry. Probably give me a break in the heart. 3 days after, just a little way from my house, and then Abraham, they picked my brother up, took, they gave him drunk, and let him out. Can't walk. He fall down, they drag him down halfway to his house, they let him go. They don't get up, they don't help themselves. This is not too cold. In the morning, Abraham would get up early, get up 5 o'clock, got my breakfast, already beat. I'm just ready to go out the truck line. Abraham would go out from his house. They scream, holler. To death. Probably my brother's dead. I just, that's why Abraham looked at me hollered and said, go up. Go up, met them. a real problem. My friend, I'm sorry. Any way you want to do to me, go ahead and do it. Your brother died on my doorway. I don't say nothing that Paul's got up. My brother here, you're laying there. Dress warm, too. Dress for the gold cup, man. Wear a lot of socks. Good warm coat. Don't say nothing. I'm old. My brother put my hand in there. It's right here warm. My own mom's life, yes, 10 o'clock. I got two sisters. One sister, younger sister. Five boys, three girls, her man, land to fly airplane. They fly, and the white man kill them all way up the lake. Was the best. They are in the hole. They load up too much meat and they take off. Clean, you can't take off. Morning. You can't take off. You paralyze. Try to land back. They're going to unload some meat. While the wind can hit the tree down here. And that guy is the guy that they're going to haul it to. And when the boy died. One sister got a few kids drinking so much. Last time I did this, some people find this bucket yet. They find her. All true in hard times. Our people, our grandfather's people. I never hear stories. A lot of Indian people, my grandfather's people, tell me stories. And what happened with the person? All the people's head got happened. I've never seen Indian praying today. Never seen Indian go suicide. Never seen much Indian drown. We swim and cross. Yeah. Sometimes strong water blew us. Our Indian stories always are last way. Our Indian stories. Most of the stories they tell us in the potluck stories. Most of the stories they tell us in the hobby. Plowman. Always the plowman. Always you can get back down my up ship plate. First in my life, I stole half the sheep. So many sheep, I never got. Never something short. Right now you're going every month. You're lucky you see two sheep, small sheep. Every year we go sheep hunting. Take all the sheep, go down to the field. Take all the sheep back to heard one white guy there next door. Long time. After that, in college. Before that, my young time, my grandfather's people, they still both gone down to China, go down to way down to China. They buy stations that. So, first time, long time, people coming up. Even for Canadian country. But Indians are Canadian, we call Canadian Indians. That's our part. I live a lot of different ways. Ever since I was a kid, I left from my dad. Once in the class, our young boy, younger, your young boy, if you want to do it, your young boy, better do good. Better do right. Better take care of yourself right. I put me in trouble here, you know. All my life, I gave it my dad. Maybe 1 year I gave it my dad. Rather young girl, nice looking girl. Our friend, our Indian, way friend, our Indian law, we don't want to pull around. Gotta take care. Indian, the law, we call it the party. Which person, our party, treat it right. Which brother-in-law we got, married our sister, that man we treated Jesus like our brother. We do anything for him. We steal everything he wants from us. Take care of him because he leaves us. Girls married in our brothers, we take care of them. We do it like our brothers take care of them. Our sister-in-law. No way we can't talk that. Indian law, that's dirty. We talk that to our sister-in-law. We've got to treat them just like our brothers. Married her in chief. We've got to treat her. I don't care how many boys we are. That is our Indian law. Grandma, her mother. We've got to treat them. Grandma, too. We've got to listen to her. Indian way, quite a bit different way. What? We don't talk back to our partners. People are good friends. Better people tell us. Trust. Indian people, they kill village, they kill moose, they bring it in their path, holy. Everybody, little lady, tall man, everybody. I'm ashamed to kill moose and bring myself alone. We didn't get treatment. Indian people, any kind of community. They go out the family, go out the hospital, moose. Everybody's going back. First time in 1918, I hear 670. Few white men coming in, Santa across. It's only polished in 670. Solid game, all men here up there, Santa across. Now, he was a young boy and met white man. White man liked him because he's good fortune. He started landing here. He's landing white man. You think he really know how to talk. Silent thought, his cousin of mine, he drove with me, then there was Jesus Thomas. Moses Thomas, he's been a close 5, 6 years, he's all the oldest boy and ahead of me. More poor living than I do. They're still drinking. Still drinking. Drink. They make homebrew that you get here the best of tea. My dad is telling me, you better stay away from those two boys. I know you love. But the way they do, they don't last long. My Indian people, they thought they're going to be cheap people, bottle of cheap bones inside. Real involvement. Hopping on. Silence all time is easy. Hold my hand, cry. My brother, I should follow you. Hey, you look young, here I look. That's how Indian teach. I listen my dad all the time. I listen my grandpa. You friendly to people, rest your life, you friends, don't be. If you are with you, they really gonna like you. Don't change. My young generation here today, I thank you. Never thought I was gonna be here to visit with you. This long, some words you want to know, ask me for it. My door's clear open. Just very few guys. I don't care who guys. somebody, a boy was to me. They bring a book. They talk native language. Any word you want to know. I'll be glad you tell me to tell that story I tell. Last time of the class, I tell you guys, we got strong. That one, that class, I want to meet you. A lot of fun. You guys want to have a fun? I've been past fun too. A lot of fun. I dance a lot of it. My Indian potluck. I dance along in language. I dance alone in Albuquerque, New Mexico, up to where all Indian are. So many people. Every country I go, a lot of good friends. I love one good book to tell us when beginning to be the friends go forward before we go in the village, in town, or country. I can tell you Bible story just clear. You give me the book I can't read, but I read it. I can pronounce the word. A loved one, while you listen me here, I might as well show some good book story. Two, good for you, then leave it. Then leave and take care. Lennon. First preacher coming up to 10 o'clock. They make us Sunday school. I like going to Sunday school, but I like traveling. It's a lot of fun to travel. But too bad I miss education now today. He's a tender shepherd, bless our little lamb tonight. Through the darkness, he's on there. Keep me safe till the morning light. All these days thy hand has led me, and I thank thee for thy care. Thy hand warmed me, clothed and fed me, keep me safe till the morning light. All my sins all forgiven. Bless the friend I love so well. Take us all at last to heaven. Happy there with it to dwell. Amen. At my Sunday school, songs I learned. free land to you. My loved one today, I love by the soul. Between your class, I have to go to church. This come Friday, Thursday afternoon, I'm going to wear my chief clothes and I'm going to go up to North Pole, going to TV conference, big church conference. They want me to speak and teach the people. You guys want to see watching through the TV and listen, see what Indian minister is going to say. I really tell them, my young generation in my area, they're like that, going one house. What this story say, they mean this way. What that means? Us Indians, they'll well go until he dies. One word. In G. Some hit bad. Some hit ruining you. Some hit hurt you. Some hit kill you. That's what he is. Even if we was a kid, we'd play around. But the inner kind, caribou, sheep, corn, bone, any kind of animal, duck, feather, anything living, food, used stuff. All people don't want me to play around. It all makes fun. Right off, in peace. In deep, you don't pay attention, you don't listen, you keep it going, and you blind, and you deaf, and you paralyzed. You punish God, suck, form, cool up. I was in a class here about a year ago, drawing a woman, me and Alfred Starr were telling you. You tell Indian way story, so we're going to get the word. I started telling, started talking. Heartbreak woman from what you call. Young generation, they gotta have fun. He thought my word mean to her. I don't want this young generation to have fun. You can have fun. Or you wanna have fun. Saturday night. I hear some few girls scream down here, parted, dropped. That's what I mean. Young generation got no Indian in it. Between white and Indian. Wow. Indian. Modest Indian living in this earth long before white folks. Long before even Russian. Long shut up. White man, they take the land. They're going to open the land. They'll sell land forever. We stand around and watch. I got the pension. $250. Too much. Worker woman coming in my place. How much money you get? I tell them. And they fill out the form and they take out next month. I got $75. Still too much. Next month, $65. Still too much. 2 months later, $1. $1 pension. Husband got $1 check at home for souvenir. Before I go into the angry conference meeting, I go in the floor and I tell them, I'm sorry, I'm pretty poor, get here this meeting. But I'll make it here anyway. My people help me, donate me, give me money for long trips. William Eakin, the government then. They tell me a few years ago, leaving by pension, get pension. A few years I get 250, a few years after I get 75, another year I get 65, a few years later give me a dollar. I don't know, I can't stand that. All Minnesota, William Eakin, and some of his working persons, they want me to be going out of the room. And I tell them, I hear you talk. That's true? Yes. I get a dollar check in my pocket, I take it out and give it to you. This one I'm going to keep it for souvenir. He takes books, he writes on. And 2-3 months later, I get $150. 2-3 months later, it dropped down to $75 again. Pretty soon, $10. No way. Indian people, they give share to them. Grandfather's people, blind, paralyzed, deaf, old chief people. They eye on it. When they dig in the fish, grandma people put a tent alongside the village. Too many pack in the fish. One man get out, talking to the people, young people. Little ladies down there. If you guys give enough fish, give enough. You grandfathers, forefathers, people, hard times, hard labor. Still, they're making our trade a year, 75 below. I drive off, I hold wood, I cut wood, I go chop line. Some of you, lucky, I'm $200. Hard work too. Gotta go a long way to get one box. First, we gotta know the country. A few years ago, I buy snow goats, walk my old truck line, I lined up a trap, could be about 120 miles long. Caught 12 lakes, 3 wolves, 1 coyote, 1 wolverine, 2 otters, 1 trip. I piled up on the snow goat lay back to Dark Lake. I go to sold up behind my house. I bring in the house. Bunch of fur piled up. Fur by a few minutes, they coming in. Whew, that much fur you get one trip? Yes. He go around, he look. I pay you all. I give you back your snare. I pay all like that. And them boys, they drive their pack off and out of way, threw him up and pick up. They take about one of back for this wine. Set on a table, $100 bill.